Brilliance Audio.
Night Angels by Wayna Di Randall. Performed by Angela Lin, Jesse Valinsky, and Fyodor Chin. May 1938, Vienna. The rich and the powerful were arrested. The prominent and the talented were harassed, and the skilled and the hardworking were attacked. Men fled, their shoes thundering in the hallway. Men shuddered, their backs jabbed by rifles. Men groaned, their skulls cracking on the cobblestones. In the dead of night, hundreds of thousands of people, the disillusioned, the dehumanized, the despairing, sought passage out of Vienna. Chapter 1. Grace.
When I met Lola for the first time, it wasn't entirely my choice, for if it had been up to me, I wouldn't have taken a chance on her. But many things were not up to me, such as the official dinners that lasted for 5 hours, or the extravagant parties hosted by the royal Habsburg family, or the dances in the grand ballrooms overflowing with high-ranking officials in gold-trimmed uniforms and duchesses in diamond tiaras, or even Vienna. It was late May, another long afternoon. The desultory rays of pale sunlight writhed on the vast stretch of the Ringstrasse. A cloud of dust, silent like shadows, descended on the rusty lampposts and islands of Baroque buildings. Nearby, a crust of cobwebs clung tightly to the swollen buds of the lindens, branches bending low in a sudden shift of the wind. In my conservative attire, suitable for a diplomat's wife, a silk jacket over a blouse with a lace jabot, an ankle-length skirt, a pair of blue gloves, and a wide-brimmed hat with a ribbon in the same shade of blue, I came to the entrance of the Stadtpark. Near a bust of a stern composer with an elusive name, I sat on a bench outside the park. Lola arrived a moment later, took her seat, and introduced herself. I did my best, nodding politely and listening patiently. She sounded all right. Her English was gently accented, and she was a Viennese, a student from the University of Music and Performing Arts in Vienna, or something like that. She appeared eager to teach me German and assured me she'd help me with some phrases that would be useful at official dinners, where I whiled away the hours by gazing at the crystals. Lola was 20 years old, 5 years younger than me, if I remembered correctly. But I never remembered things correctly. Her appearance gave me the impression that she was younger, and maybe it had something to do with her sense of fashion, which was minimal at best. Her green dirndl showed some signs of wear, and her double-breasted black jacket was out of style. But she was striking, in a raw, energetic, and genuine way, with green eyes, plump cheeks, and smooth skin imbued with a sheen of youth. An enviable young woman, not yet dented by the stress of marriage, parenting, or other worldly shackles and shames. Anyway, I had little to say to her. It was too windy, too dusty, and I felt dizzy, my thoughts flying like discarded pamphlets scattering in the wind, and her voice, warm as it was, hazy like fog. I mumbled along, nodding now and then, until a torrent of heat ran through me, and I wrung the strap of my handbag, spinning the twines of uneasiness and regret. Those naughty German verbs and complicated consonants with sounds that might as well come from someone with allergies. Learning German would be a daunting task for me, and likely fruitless. For if there was one thing I knew well about myself, it was that I had little talent in foreign languages.
"Miss Lee?" she asked.
"Yes?
Are you all right?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?